what's your nose?
Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Kanisha.
I'm sorry, who are you for calling
David? For? I had a missed call from you guys.
Oh, let me just see. Oh, David Brownlee. Kanisha, yes.
No one has reached out to us yet.
Oh, wait, one second. Hi, Andrew. This is Shira from Family First Care, LLC. I'm calling you in regards to mutual participant David Brownlee. Have you been able to reach out to him to schedule an assessment? Okay. Okay, I'm not sure if you know, but he was approved for the waiver services. You're speaking right now to the agency he's working with. We're just waiting for that assessment for you to take place with him to determine his hours.
I'm coming, Dylan. Go ahead.
His condition did change, so that's why we were wanting to see if they would give him another assessment. Okay, alrighty, fine. Thank you. Alright, bye-bye. Alright, so now I fully understand what's going on here. Kanisha, I just got on the call with him. I was literally calling him, and you called me back.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is, here's the thing. He wants to give you guys an assessment, but from my understanding, I don't think he's going to give you guys hours. When he calls, what I would say is tell him that you want a different service coordinator, okay?
Okay.
Let's see how that works out. Tell them that you want a different service coordinator. And if he wants to tell you about other options, listen to him, write it down, and then call me back, and I'll let you know if it's going to be in your benefit.
Okay.
Nobody called you back when they were supposed to, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. So let me know. Let me know. Okay, he's going to try and give you guys a call. He's going to try and give David a call. Look out for that.
Okay.
And remember, try and request another assessment. And then another service coordinator. Try and request another service coordinator. And
okay.
And let me know what happens, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Take care.